programme sur Radio Lof. Des élèves de première vont nous présenter une émission en anglais.
Hello, welcome to our web radio and our newest radio show, Elevation.
Want to grow? The calcium in milk helps bones grow.
Okie dokie.
Tell me, have you ever been thinking about the purpose and the limits of your life? I'm sure that everyone has been thinking about this at least once. Human existence is scary and bewildering. Since the development of our capacities of thinking, we became aware and found ourselves in a pretty strange and mesmerizing at the same time place. The daytime sky was full of dreamlike clouds. The night sky was filled with beautiful sparkles known as stars. There was water and food for us. This environment looked like it was made of beauty for us. And those humans began to think that the world was created for them and that someone or something was watching over them. Humans were home, they were safe and less scared when they were thinking about existential dreads. But as time passes, we've made breakthroughs such as the fact that the Earth wasn't flat, that the Earth was in the center of our system, that our solar system wasn't the only one in our galaxy, that the Milky Way was part of an infinity of galaxies, and finally, that we weren't the center of the universe. All of these discoveries and others challenge our conception of the world and brings back our existential dreads. Hypothetical idea that we weren't alone, that other civilization exists, have entertained a part of a subculture in which we can find Superman, Star Wars, and others. The thought of aliens involves the concept of alien planets, which could be a source of fear or a source of fascination. Now, we know that those hypothetical ideas could be true. Indeed, scientists may have discovered the best candidate yet for alien life. They found on the 15th November of this year, 2017, a planet that orbits a red dwarf outside of the solar system called an exoplanet named Ross 128b. This discovery reveals a likely terrestrial Earth mass planet only 11 light years away. Ross 128b is now the second nearest known terrestrial planet to Earth, second to Proxima Centauri b. The planet may orbit in the inner edge of its red star's habitable zone, where there could be water. While this planet is slightly heavier than Earth's mass, according to the NASA, it wouldn't feel like Earth. The NASA aren't sure about Ross 128b's quality as an habitable planet. I quote, "To support life, Ross 128b would need a few more vital ingredients like water on its surface and an Earth-like atmosphere, which we need better telescopes to see. So it's more like Earth adjacent for now." End of the quote. This discovery involves a lot of possibilities, such as a scary one, which includes bad aliens, or a better one with friendly aliens, or a life-changing leap. In fact, if we found another likely to live planet, we could leave Earth and live there if technology allowed us, if we want, or if our planet dies. This vision of a speculative future may undermine our relation with the Earth. We could take less care of it. It can also undermine our relation with ourselves and the beliefs of some persons. certain person would never like to leave their planet because the for them it's a synonym of a heaven of peace. However paradoxical that may seem to some person, and others would take an initiative, change their life and discover another part of the universe.